Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches. So the last four Mishnayos of the fourth Perek of Masechta Shviyos deal with the fact, a fact that we're already familiar with, which is that any peros that grow during the Shemitah year have Kedusha. So there's really two themes that underpin the laws of Shviyos. Number one, you're not allowed to work the field on Shviyos. And number two, anything that grows during the Shviyos year is going to have Kedusha. The Torah says that anything that grows during the year of Shemitah must be eaten. And Chazal learned from there, eaten as opposed to can't be destroyed, eaten as opposed to you can't do business with it. The point is, you have to consume it in the normal and ordinary way. It's based on that Chazal understood an interesting chiddush, and that is that although, of course, you're allowed to eat Peir Shviyas, that's what you're supposed to do, but at the same time, you can't eat it until it's Roy La'Chila. When it's Roy La'Chila, then eating it is considered eating, and as a result, you'll fulfill the mitzvah of La'Achla. However, if you're going to eat it before it's really Roy La'Chila, before it's fully ripened, at that point, we don't deem what you're doing as eating, but rather we deem what you're doing as destroying. And being that the halacha is, you have to eat it, la'achla, we learn from there, la'achla v'loy lehefseid, you can't destroy it, and based on that, you would not be able to eat it until it's ripened. So really, the topic of these next mishnayos are going to be very straightforward, and that is, what's the technical share of different fruits? When do we deem them to have been fully ripened so that you're allowed to eat it? And when are they not fully ripened so that you can't eat it yet? And what we're going to see in the mishnah is that it varies fruit by fruit, and not just that, there are two stages within the individual fruits. At what point are you allowed to eat fruits on Shemitah? So the Mishnah says, Hapagin, as it relates to unripened figs, Mishayazrichu. Once they begin to turn red, the Rav says, Hizrichu means Hedimu. Once they turn red, that's considered to be the onset of the peiros ripening. And at that point, if you want to eat it together with your bread inside the field, this is something that you're going to be allowed to do. Now, the Mishnah says, eat with bread, that's lav dafka. Once upon a time, everything was eaten with bread. And it's for that reason, when you sit down to a meal, up until today, you make a bracha on everything you eat. Unless you eat bread, then you make a bracha on the bread. Everything else is considered to be tuffel to the bread, because that was the derech, the way people ate once upon a time. So, oicha ben pitoi, once they turn red, at that point, you're allowed to eat together with bread. But the Mishnah says basada, only in the field. Bichalu, once, however, they start developing even more, they become large, then koinus l'teich pesa, then you're allowed to bring it inside your house, and then you could eat it in a proper way. In other words, the Mishnah is saying that what's the shear, when are these figs considered to have been ripened? There's two shiurim. There's the shear mishayazrichu, and then there's the shear of bichalu. And where's in ogeya the two shiurim? When it's yazrichu, that's the earliest shear. Then oichel ben pita basada, at that point you're allowed to eat it in the field. Once it's fully ripened, then you're allowed to eat it inside your house. So there's a different standard from when you'd be able to eat it inside your house versus when you're allowed to eat it inside the field. Once they're a shtickle ripe, at that point, you could eat a pasada. When they're fully ripe, you could eat it inside the bais. Now, what's the makar to these two zmanim? The Rav quotes a Yerushalmi that says it's actually learned out from Sukkim. The Yerushalmi darshins, it says, min hasada toichlu es tfuasa, b'shtei tfuas akasa medaber, achas min habais, achas min hasada. So this is actually learned out from a pasuk, and we learn from there, there's two different shiurim related to this halach. And the Mishnah concludes, v'chin kayoitz ben b'shar shnei shavua, chayi b'maestres. This second shiur that we mentioned, bichalu, that's when the figs are considered to be ripened, that's when you're allowed to start eating the figs even inside your house. That also is the shiur in terms of when figs are considered ripe, as it relates to the chayi of maestres. And the background to this halach is that a person is not obligated to be mafresh meisters until the peiros are fully ripened. When are figs considered fully ripened? It's the second shear that the Mishnah mentioned. The shear where you're already allowed to eat the peiros shviyas inside your bayis, the shear of bichalu, that's when it's considered fully ripened as it relates to meisters. So the first Mishnah we're going to learn today discussed the shiurim of ripening as it relates to figs. The next Mishnah is going to discuss grapes. Haboiser, unripe grapes. So pagim are unripe figs. Boiser is unripe grapes. Important words in Mishnayos and Gemara. So it says the Mishnah, ha-boiser, unripe grapes, mishehevi mayim. As soon as they can produce mayim, meaning if you'd squeeze them, juice would come out from it. At that point, they're considered a little bit ripe. And oichel b'pita basada, at that point, you'd be able to eat it together with bread inside the field, meaning that's the earlier shear when you'd be able to eat a basada. Hivish, once, however, they become larger, once they're already fully ripened, so then the halach is koinens l'teich pesa, you'd be able to bring it inside your house. And this latter shear of hivish, when grapes are considered fully ripened, is also considered the shear for the other years of Shemitah as it relates to Chayav and Maestris. The only Chayav and Maestris, once the pears are fully ripened, when are they considered fully ripened? When they're the shear of Hivish. So what was the theme of today's Mishnayos? It's very straightforward. The halacha is, Peiros Shvias have Kedusha. As a result, you're limited in terms of what you're allowed to do with it. One of the halachas is, La'achla v'loy lahefsid. You can eat it, however, you can't destroy it. Chazal understood that if a person would eat Peiros Shvias when they're not ripened yet, it's not considered Achila, it's considered Hefsid. And as a result, you have to be sensitive. So you have to now learn a very technical sugya, and you have to speak to the farmers and ask them, when are fruits considered ripe? When is a fig considered ripe? When is grapes considered ripe? Mishnah Zayin discussed the shiurim of pagan figs. Mishnah Ches discussed the shiurim of boiser, which are grapes. And what we saw is that they're really two shiurim. There's the shear when it's considered ripe that you could eat basada, and then there's the higher shear, which is when is it considered ripe that you could even eat it inside your body.